Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus the glory. Let me encourage you from this passage of scripture from the book of Matthew chapter 9 and verse 13. These are Jesus' words, right? And he says, "But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice, for I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." The MSG version says, "I'm after mercy, not religion, to invite outsiders, not coddle insiders." Interesting. I was reading about one article, and there's an author, Nicole Yunus, says that suspicions people have about Christians include: they judge me, they are better than I am, they won't approve of me, I won't fit in with their religion, they are all serious and no fun, right? Jesus hung around enough parties for the Pharisees to accuse him of being a drunkard. He befriended forbidden women. He interacted with people so he could introduce them to his father. He broke through stereotypes and communicated God as he is: approachable, merciful, and graceful. The people who were most upset were the ones who preferred the rules of religion. The concept of a free and joyful life with Jesus may seem basic for you, but is that what your neighbors think? It feels as comfortable as sweatpants to hang out with people who believe and feel as we do. So fellowship among believers is a wonderful gift, but if you are truly to follow Jesus' example, we need to look for opportunities to engage those around us. Jesus goes a step further. He says, "Who needs a doctor? The healthy or the sick?" And then he says, "I am after mercy, not religion. I'm here to invite outsiders, not coddle insiders." How can you share the gospel if all your friends are Christians, right? Some of us have become so isolated and disconnected that we have no meaningful interaction whatsoever with non-believers. And the more time passes, the more insulated and comfortable we become, until eventually we lose touch with the very people Jesus came to save. I like what Apostle Paul says: find common ground with non-believers. Tell them about Christ. Let Christ save them. 1 Corinthians 9:22, the TLB version. And it's called thinking outside the religious box. My dear brothers and sisters, Jesus came for the lost, for the sick, for the ones who are hurting in sin, and we are called to save them. We are called to share our testimony with them. We are called to introduce our Father to them. We are called to preach the gospel to them. We are called to heal them. And we are called to pray that prayer of Psalm 2:8: "Ask of me, and I will give you the heathens as your inheritance, and the ends of the earth as your possession." Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you. We give you the praise that you loved us when we were unlovable. That whilst we were yet sinners, you died for us on the cross of Calvary, O Lord Jesus. It is because of that supreme love of God that you came here on earth and you paid the price and the penalty of our sin, so that we will be saved. Lord Jesus, I thank you. You came for the lost. You came for the sick. You did not come for the righteous. You came for the sinners. I pray, O Lord God Almighty, that we'll never be ashamed to share the gospel of Jesus with our friends and our family all around us who may be living in sin. Lord God Almighty, that Father, that we'll be able to show them mercy. We'll be able to show them, O Lord, that they are accepted in the Beloved and that how Jesus loves them. And how, O Lord, that they can turn around from their sin and follow Christ. Give us that grace today and always. That's what I pray. Today, Lord, as your people step out into their jobs, into their businesses and running the errands for the day, bless them, be with them, uphold them with your righteous hand, keep them from the evil one, and Lord, flourish and prosper them because they are yours. I also pray, Lord, for the ones who are sick in our midst, O Father. I send forth your word of healing into their bodies, that by your wounds and by your stripes, they were healed and made whole. O Lord God Almighty, we thank you. We bless you and we give you the praise and the glory, honor and dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Dear people of God, have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.